going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, David. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. It's game week, baby.
Oh, it's game week.
Oh, you must be shot out of a cannon. This is it. So help us out. When we start looking at the draft, just generally speaking, how many blue chip players do you believe are available? And what does that mean in terms of the top of the draft?
Yeah, I mean, this is a funny thing, this draft class. I put this out there last fall. I could see this trending in this direction, and it ended up being pretty clear by this point that the best players in this draft, not even just the blue chip, and to answer your question, I only see three, in Travis Hunter, wow, Abdul Carter, Ashton Jeanty. But the top players in this draft, they do not play the premium positions. I mean, last year we had all those quarterbacks. We had the left tackles. We had the wide receivers. This year, if you go down the top 10 to 15, A, there's no consensus, but B, it's running backs, it's tight ends, it's defensive tackles, it's safety. I mean, these are guys, and there aren't quarterbacks, there aren't a lot of left tackles, there aren't a lot of corners and wide. I mean, it's a really unique class in that it seems like this whole overstated premium position of value, all this talk, it kind of goes out the window at the top of this draft class.
When you look at the Bears drafting 10th, what do you think their mindset will be when their pick arrives, considering everything you just said about the elite players at the top of this draft?
The goal of the Bears heading into this offseason was to fill the holes so that they can go into this draft with the mindset of, hey, we can go play a game tomorrow with a full-bore starting lineup. Mission accomplished, because the holes on the offensive line, the defensive line, they've been plugged. They can truly go into this draft class and say, hey, let's get truly the best player available. Yes, we all know that's a line that everyone uses this time of year. We also know that it's garbage in most cases. Teams draft for need. Right now, I'm looking at the Bears depth chart on our lads, and we have orange for every free agent signing they've had. And we have six starters added to this team via free agency. And now this opens the door to going into draft weekend. I'm telling you guys this right now. Somebody really good is going to fall into their lap at 10, and they don't need to think twice about taking him. You go the Ravens route here and just take him. Bring him to your team, even if you don't see a week one starting lineup usage for him. Get the best player. That's how you build a sustainable winner.
How do you rate the tight ends? Because there's a lot of feeling that there are kind of two tight ends. I think we know the difference between the two of them, and that could be a surprise position where the Bears would jump at.
Yeah, this is probably macro level one of the best tight end groups I've ever seen, and I mean that. They're top heavy. They have two stars, and Tyler Warren and Colson Loveland, mm-hmm. and a guy that I personally have right there with them is Terrence Ferguson. He won't be drafted as high. But in 3 years, I think we're talking about Terrence Ferguson in the same exact breath as both Tyler Warren and Colson Loveland. And these are guys that are new age tight ends, meaning they can split out, they can line up with their hand in the dirt, they can make plays on all levels of the passing tree. but they're also demons after the catch. I mean, that's where I love Warren and Ferguson especially. They put up yard after catch numbers similar to what we saw Brock Bowers do, which helped make him an all-pro as a rookie and set records. Colson Loveland is not as physical as those guys, but he's got a lot more wider catch radius. He's a little bit more nimble. He's a little more dangerous when it comes to getting the ball away from his body. But those three names, Tyler Warren, Colson Loveland, Terrence Ferguson, those guys could start for me tomorrow.
Talking with David Sivertson from Our Lads, our draft guru. So I couldn't help but notice that when you listed the elite players, you listed three names. One of them was Ashton Jeanty. If Ashton Jeanty is there at 10 and I'm the Bears, I would select him and I would understand why they would do that, given all their other needs, but given all the other realities, it's a good conversation to have. Where do you think Ashton Jeanty will land?
Well, if he's there for Chicago, I'm not taking any phone calls. I'm running the card up and taking him right away. Problem is, I don't think he's going to be there. I see two candidates where Ashton Jeanty is going to land prior to when they're on the clock. Number one is the obvious, the Las Vegas Raiders. They don't have a running back right now. And this is a offensive system with Pete Carroll at the head coach. They want to run the ball. That's what he's known for. That's what he was known for in Seattle. That's an easy pick to make. But in this latest mock draft 4.0 that drops tomorrow, you guys are going to be the first ones to hear. We have Ashton Jeanty going number 4 overall to the New England Patriots.
Wow.
Because they have put so many resources into the defensive side of that ball. Overkill, really, in free agency with Mike Vrabel now at the helm. And this is also Mike Vrabel, still a throwback. They still exist, guys. These blue-collar, old-school, let's get that running game at the focal point. Drake May, 2024. Ashton Jeanty, 2025. Guys, we have our offense for the next 10 years.
If that happens, then someone's going to fall to the Bears at 10. Who did you have falling in your most recent draft?
Congratulations, you guys have Will Campbell, offensive tackle from LSU. Oh, and I'm going to tell you what.
That's a win.
This is going to be a bigger surprise for you. We have Armin Membu and Will Campbell both being available at 10 overall. And I think they go, I mean, based on who you talk to, I mean, I don't have these guys graded far apart at all. But what I like about Will Campbell is that he's already proven at left tackle. And Armin Membu, we think he can play on that side, but he's never done it. He's a right tackle. I even think he might want to start off at guard. Will Campbell, to me, you give him a look at left tackle. If you feel better about putting that guard down the road, I think you have to try him out there. I know his size metrics, wingspan and length in particular, are off the chart bad. Wingspan differential, a new number that I think you guys are going to hear more and more about. That's wingspan compared to how tall they are. And that number that he has, it's very small. It's very scary. But his fallback is he'll be a very good guard. But I think you put him at left tackle ASAP, let Braxton Jones be a swing tackle, which is one of the most overlooked components to building a roster in the NFL. It ruins teams every single year. The Bears are set if they do that.
I think they're set with Will Campbell. I think they'd be set with Ashton Jeanty, even though he is unlikely to fall there. I agree with you totally, David. You also hear other guys mention Kelvin Banks Jr. when comparing the tackles. When you talk about Membu, when you talk about Will Campbell, how far down or how great is the gap between those two guys and Kelvin Banks Jr.?
It's significant enough that he's not even in the discussion. Even if Will Campbell and Armin Membu are not available for the Bears at 10. I know the ideal might be, hey, let's grab a tackle, but you're reaching at that point. I think he's a borderline first rounder. Not many agree with that, but we've evaluated him inside and out for multiple years now. And I think that this happens a lot in the evaluation. This was a top-notch recruit that had a really good true freshman season, had a great tape against Will Anderson back in 2022. And some people start making their decision up at that point. Oh, this guy's a freshman. He's going to be a great player. But to me, he never ascended that high from that level. He didn't get much better. A lot of his tape against his best competition in 2024 was poor, to put it bluntly. And that's the tape that matters the most to me in my evaluation is how do you match up against a Jalen Walker from Georgia? Because guess what? That's who you're playing against every week in the NFL, not a couple times a year. So I just don't know if I really trust him at tackle. I think Kelvin Banks could be a good guard. Maybe you try him at tackle down the road, but I think he's going to be a guard in the NFL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, it's so funny. Like a guy like Mason Graham would be a perfect fit, but there's no way he gets there. I think there's a lot of guys that fall into that category. And, yeah, I mean, listen, no one's going to let a pass rusher like Carter fall unless there's a medical issue. And then, you know, anything can happen. Most of the time you see guys kind of fall like that, it is due to a medical.
Yeah, I mean, there are medicals that make guys fall. And then you have to ask yourself, like, do you really want him? Do you want to be the team to take a chance on him? The Bears' window is now. And you want these guys that you're drafting to come in and help your team this year and next year. You don't want to wait for this injury to get better. And injuries scare me, guys. They really do. Especially guys that are undersized and they are so reliant on explosion and initial movement and change of direction. And, you know, in regard to Mason Graham, guys, we have him going top five, but I do not put that in stone. This is a traits-based league. His traits are very average at best, and this is a defensive tackle class and defensive line class overall that is filled with guys that are dripping in traits. Mason Graham might be available for the Bears at 10.
Wow. If he's available, well, there are a couple players you mentioned that if they're available, you want to rush to the get your card in because that also underscores, David, how they're not going to get a bad player
if you move,
they're drafting.
If you move fast enough, will they give you two?
All right, let's keep going on the defensive guys.
Sneak it in.
Because I'm curious, Mykel Williams is somebody whose name comes up a lot. Wonder where you have him and what his role would be in an NFL defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the younger players in the draft. He's got one of the best set of tools in the draft. You never saw him produce at a consistent level. The injury that he sustained week one this last fall was a killer for him because this was supposed to be his Trevon Walker year. And he, many feel like he could still be a top 10 player in this draft. We have him smack dab in the middle of our mock draft 4.0 going to Atlanta. What I like about him, even if he does not pan out as a pass rusher, this inside-out Trevon Walker, Justin Tuck type pass rusher, he's going to be, at the very least, a really good run-defending edge setter. I mean, he is so physical with his hands. He knows how to play the game. He knows how to shed blocks. He just it just seems like he runs himself into contact too often on the outside. It doesn't really look like he knows what to do if his initial plan of attack does not work. But again, he's young, he's raw, and they just did not play a lot. At Georgia, they rotate that defensive line as much as any program in the country, which is great to keep them fresh and win games. But in terms of development, they come into the league with a little bit of an unknown. So I don't put him in the Trevon Walker territory, but he is in that kind of same church, different pew. Really interesting player, but you're taking a chance there.
You know, the Bears are one of the teams hoping that more quarterbacks go. We keep hearing contrary talk about these quarterbacks. You know, at one point it was there could be three in the top 10, which seems absurd right now. How much will there be a run on the bank at that position, or how long will Shedeur Sanders have to sit there?
Yeah, I think Shedeur's going to be sitting there for the majority of the night. I mean, I know he's not actually going live to the stadium, but and I think that's to the draft, and I think that's part of the reason why. But I think if there is a run on quarterbacks, I think it's going to be in the 20s, and that's when teams start to trade up from the top of the second round so they can capitalize on that fifth-year option by drafting them in the first round in contrast to the second. I think you'll have a few potential suitors there, the Giants, the Browns. I mean, those are teams that I could see trading up into the end of the first round. But right now, we have QB2 going at 21 overall to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's Shedeur Sanders.
Well, they have to unretire his jersey if he goes to that team. David, great stuff. Tremendous insight. This is your Super Bowl week, and you've done a great job preparing for it. Hope you enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. We'll talk soon.
That is David Silvertson from Our Lads. Our Lads does an awesome job.
He's got so much great information and insight.
Oh, man.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.